Good morning. I'd like to thank everybody for being here and thank all those who are online listening for joining us today in Texas at the Grace Chapel service. Dear Lord, we ask you to just open our hearts, open our minds. Let us see your word, to understand it, and to gain wisdom from it. And most of all, to receive your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Say praise the Lord. It's our second meeting here in the chapel. And I want us to turn to John chapter 13, verse 34. I won't be bouncing around a little bit. This is a subject that the Lord's put on my heart for a while now, because of the messages that have been being preached out of South Carolina and preached out of Vermont. And I try to find a simple way to bring it together, because I like simple. I don't like hard. Hard gives me a headache. Simple makes it where you can just go right with it and understand it. We hear James talk all the time about being perfect. We hear James and John talking about if you sin, you're not of God. Well, I don't know about you, but I sin all the time. I'm a sinner. I need the grace of the Lord. I need it. Paul says that the sin that is that he commits is not him, but that which is of the flesh. With his flesh he'll serve the law of sin. With his spirit he'll serve the law of God. But how to defeat sin and how to be perfect and how to be in Christ Jesus and in God is wound up with these words right here. 13, verse 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. Paul, over in Romans, chapter 13, verse 8, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. If you can fulfill the law, you're perfect. Amen? If you can fulfill the law, you have no sin. Now we're separating here the carnal man from the spiritual man. Because we cannot walk after the carnal man. To walk after the carnal man is death. But to walk after the spiritual man is eternal life. Because that spiritual man is that man that is reborn of the Spirit of God when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and we are then filled with His Holy Spirit to give us life. For the Spirit of God is life. Without the Spirit of God is death. You can be religious all you want to be. You go to church 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and go straight to hell. How do I love my brother? How do I love you? Not by my carnal self. Because my carnal self can find more reasons to not love you than there's sand out there in that driveway. Amen, Brother Davy, it's the truth. So how can I love you? Well, first of all, let's find out and separate the love of the flesh, which is philios, from the love of the spirit, which is agape. Philios always seeks its own way. Philios always wants to satisfy self. Philios always judges you by how you treat me. I'll love you if you do this. I'll love you if you do that. Men and women get married. Oh, they're so in love. After the honeymoon, the battle begins. And they've fallen out of love. And I've told people, you don't fall out of love because you never fell in it in the first place. I like people come up to me and say, preacher, you turned me off. No, I don't. Yeah, you do. You turned me off. No, I don't, because you ain't never been turned on. You ever get turned on to Jesus Christ, you can't be turned off by anybody. The only person can turn you off is yourself. You're the only one that can do it. So, to love one another is the beginning and the end of the law. And I mean, you know, you can go John 15:12, John 15:17, where Jesus says, love one another. How will the world know that you're of Jesus? I'll tell you how. How can the world know that I am of God? I'll tell you how. I can love Bob. I can love John or Cheryl or Scotty. Or anybody else out there that is a brother in the Lord or a sister in the Lord. Is it easy? No. It's not easy. But it's simple. It's simple. All I got to do is deny my flesh and obey God. That's all there is to it. My flesh wants to get angry. My flesh wants to be selfish. My flesh wants its own way. My flesh wants you to do what I want you to do. And God says, love them. Die for them. Do you know there are people in this ministry that I die for every single day? How many people in this ministry do you die for every day? Do you die for anyone any day? You say, what do you mean? Davey, you're standing up there preaching. You're not dead. Oh, yeah, I am. My flesh is dead to this spirit. It is dead. I kill it every day. Every day I want to strike out. Every day I want to get angry. Every day I want to get back. Every day I want to get all torqued off and go at somebody. Every time I kill myself and lay it down that I may love. Now I'm not perfect at it yet. I ain't perfect at it yet. Sometimes that old flesh gets the better of me. But eventually I get the better of it. Perfect love casts out fear. A lot of things we do in life is on because of fear. We react because of fear. And if I want to have no fear, the only way to do that is to have perfect love. And to have perfect love, I have to be in God. And to be in God, I have to be in Jesus Christ. And through His Holy Spirit, I can walk in that. Let's see. You know, I could go on, and I could even get stronger and stronger, like what Peter says, if you hate your brother, you're not of God. If you say you're of God and you hate your brother, God, you're a liar. God is not in you. I could go read that kind of stuff and really nail this down. But what I want to do is I want to encourage you. You can learn to love one another. We're out here at Grace Ranch. And this is a different ministry than most ministries out here. South Carolina, praise God. Vermont, praise God. But we live with one another. We live in close proximity with one another every day. It takes effort to get away from one another. And when we have rain like we did the other day, we can't get away from that one another, really. Because it's not like you just get in the car and drive off. So we live close to one another, and therefore, it's more of a challenge to love one another. But if we can love one another here, how much easier is it going to be when we go out in the roads and the byways and to love with people out there and show the love of God? There are people who live out here in this desert. They're not here right now. But if they begin to see how we love one another and how we can extend grace and give the gospel to others, maybe pretty soon they'll find their way here. Amen. So let's move forward. keeping the one thing in mind, that the end of the commandment is loving one another. I mean, I can go out and heal the sick. In Jesus, I've done it. Can raise the dead. In Jesus, I've done it. Cast out devils. In Jesus, I've done it. Made the blind see. In Jesus, I've done it. But none of that really counts for anything if I love only myself and I don't love you first. So there you go. That's the message. It's a short one, but I hope it does the job. Go forth from here. Meditate, pray, do whatever you do. And let's start putting forth the effort. And hopefully, Holy Ghost effort. To walk in the love that He calls us to walk in. Amen. Another song for us? All right, let's sing a song and close it out. Somebody tell them you love them in the name of Jesus.